We always say the shows are best when we ad-lib.
You know? Right.
We would, you sit down and talk about everything and go over everything, and we have found that, hey, if you know your jobs, it's easy mm-hmm. to talk about. April is Community Banking Month.
Ooh.
Seems that every day is something. I know from my K105.3 post that it's National Ping Pong Day.
I did see that too, yes.
Last time I played ping pong was, but
maybe, my kids have yet to beat me in ping pong.
I probably played beer pong before more recently than I played ping pong, although that was a long time ago as well. So hope everyone had a good Easter. Everyone's back from spring break and fresh and ready to go. And I know you're back from vacation, so
yeah, yep.
Welcome back.
It takes going away to really realize how awesome it is here. So I was happy to come back to Jackson, local coffee shops and restaurants and just people. And I would like to just note that I'm the one that brought back the warm weather. So you're welcome. But no, it was great. And Community Banking Month. So we get asked a lot, what is the difference between a community bank and a larger commercial bank? And when we're talking larger commercial banks, we're talking like Bank of America, more recently Huntington.
A very small group.
Yeah.
The big banks do not constitute hardly any presence in American banking. Community banks constitute 96% of the nation's banks. And so we can name all of them because there are so few of them.
Right.
And so it is something that has run contrary to when I began in banking. I started in banking in 1990, and it was always by the year 2000, there are going to be 7 or 8 banks, and it'll all be nationalized. Technology will come to the front and consolidate the entire industry, and here we are. That never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Community banks are still the lifeblood of America. We are by far the biggest lender to small businesses, and we have some bullet points here that spell out, you know, what is a community bank, first of all. Community banks' assets range from $10 million to $10 billion. Mm-hmm. And that may seem like a big range, but we started in that range, and we're graduating from the million to just over $1 billion. And so thanks to the Jackson area, we've mm-hmm. grown tremendously in the last 15-20 years, and you know, we are very proud of the fact that we're the number one lender to small businesses mm-hmm. in the area now. A lot of door knocking, a lot of talking, a lot of understanding, and that's one thing I think community banking has a big advantage for national banks, is that we understand our communities. Mm-hmm. We understand, you know, how it operates, what the needs are, who are good business owners, and mm-hmm. You know, how to support them. And so it's not rocket science. It's just knowing who to deal with and knowing the appropriate risks to take.
Right. And I love our Jackson team specifically, just because when we have certain market meetings, what is that saying, like 7 degrees to being related to or knowing Kevin Bacon? I feel like that's how it is in Jackson. When we are sitting around the table going through loans or potential new business, and someone throws out, hey, do you know this person? The likelihood that someone at that table knows them is very, very high, if not more than one person. And that's important, just like you had just mentioned. Larger banks, you are an account number. You are somebody that when you call in, you're going to get an automated system immediately and maybe talk to a person if you hit zero enough times. And with community banks, specifically County National Bank, when you are having an issue or you have a question or just some advice on how to structure a certain loan or what you should do going forward, you have that personal touch. You have that person that you can call, whether it's a text on the cell phone or an email or a phone call into one of our branches. And I think that is really what sets us apart.
And accessibility and longevity. We've had the same employees for quite a long time now. And I know you had mentioned you were just clicked over 17 years.
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right?
And that's approximately what I have with the bank. And so it's that also is very important to our customers and lets us create that wide network that we have. Got a couple of statistics regarding community banks here from the Community Bankers Association of America in celebration of April being Community Bank Month. Banks are led by local people, neighbors, families, and friends are employed by local community banks. And that's what we were just talking about. Us being ingrained in the community. I was talking to someone this morning at the bank, and he's competing with someone at a mortgage company, national mortgage company, that has one office and I believe maybe two loan officers here. And, you know, we talked about how do we compete with that and how are we going to compete with that? And, you know, the angle was that the customer, lifelong Jackson resident, how many people are involved in local boards at that competitor? How many volunteer hours do they put in? How do they reinvest in the community? How is giving your mortgage to someone that may have an eighth of a percent lower rate advantageous versus going to your local community bank where we're hiring your neighbors, our employees are supporting businesses throughout town? We may see you at church or the mall or the golf course or what have you and have your mortgage here and that we would service it. It doesn't get sold. Our board of directors are local. Most of our shareholders are local. You know, 95%, another statistics, assets may range from 10 million, 10 billion. Community banks constitute 96% of all banks. Community banks reinvest deposits almost exclusively within their communities. Nearly 95% of the bank's investments put back into your community through residential mortgages, small business loans, agricultural and student loans. And then the other thing that, I had mentioned was, hey, when where do you go to or who's your go-to person when something like a COVID-19 hits? Who are you going to call that you know and have the phone number of for help? And typically you're going to be able to find that at County National Bank. Our PPP loan program is a perfect example of why you'd want to do business with us versus a out-of-town competitor with headquarters and in a office 14 states away. And we've got local management, local decision-making. You and I probably have more decision-making power than most CEOs of these national banks that seem to not follow the same path we do.
And I cannot stress enough how important it is to have a local board. I mean, our board members are comprised of business owners, previous bankers, and they just bring a different dynamic, and they also know our customer base. I mean, that's what's key, is you are pulling board members from Jackson, Lenawee, Hillsdale, and so when they're looking at the direction of where County National Bank is going and what maybe if we want to do something differently when it comes to marketing or sponsorships, they know our base. You know, it's not just a guess of, oh, well, there's, you know, 10,000 people in this particular area, it's, oh no, this is a very high manufacturing area. And so that particular decision makes sense. So them knowing our area and then also knowing our people, that's a huge strength as well. Our board is very active or interactive with our employees. They come to different advisory meetings, which is a lower level of our board meetings, and they're also present. They're present in our branches. They're present at different events throughout the communities. So that's big. You know, it's not just someone sitting in an office reading the Wall Street Journal and, you know, stamping a decision on a piece of paper. It's they're involved.
They're small business owners.
Yeah.
And that's the next bullet point, because community banks are themselves small businesses. They understand the needs of small business owners. Mm-hmm. And we've been a small business, albeit we're getting bigger and bigger. We still have the same philosophy we did 20 years ago.
Absolutely.
And lots of times when it boils down to decision making, it's, is this what a community bank does?
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, the answer is yes, and that we're willing to take a risk on this customer, on this loan. And so it's we've kept the same philosophy and same flavor, although we have grown by leaps and bounds, and I think that's why
we
have grown so much.
I mean, I know you touched on earlier, too, about funds that are going back into the community. If we just talk for a minute about different donations and sponsorships that County National Bank finds a very high priority in our organization. You know, we're not looking to have a baseball field named after us. I mean, that's not what our dollars are best spent on. Our dollars are best spent on, you know, giving back to or sponsoring softball teams or t-ball teams, you know, and our local nonprofit groups like Cascades Humane Society and different events like that. Yes, it's important that County National Bank gets some, you know, feedback from that. Our name is out there, but it's also important to know that because we sponsored or our name is on a scoreboard at a school mm-hmm. district, that was that much more money that that school district or that boosters board or whatever did not have to spend, and they could put it towards other uses. So I think that's key with County National Bank as well, is that we're looking for very intentional pieces when we do our sponsorships and donations in our communities.
That's very true, and that will lead me into who our guest is next week on the show. We're going to have Jeff Mazur on.
Oh, nice.
We are going to make it public then, but seeing as we're talking about it now, it's a great example. I had a board member from the Optimist Ice Arena ask if the bank had anything that they could help with because of the COVID-19.
Sure.
The Optimist Ice Arena got shut down, and they've lost some money over this past year and need help. And the Summit up in Lansing, the other ice arena, a lot of Jacksonians use, shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, we know how much the Optimist Ice Arena means to Jackson, how many Jacksonians grew up playing hockey there, mm-hmm. skating there, competing there, attending events there. It's a mainstay of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And hockey is, although I don't play it, I rarely have anything to do with that. I absolutely understand the importance of the Optimist Ice Arena to Jackson. And
you don't know what you're missing, Bill.
I mean, that's true. I get a little cold in those ice arenas. Maybe I need a better hat or something. But no, we were able to absolutely step up. And we're going to have Jeff on and talk about the donation that the bank made to the ice arena and why we made that investment and why we think it's a good move. But as far as a community institution, mm-hmm. that is something that we're going to listen to when someone of the caliber of the Jackson Optimist Arena and all the kids, adults, every age group it impacts, mm-hmm. We're certainly going to step up.
Sure.
And we did.
So. And this last year has been a particularly awful year for a lot of our nonprofits that really relied on putting on certain events to make their funds, you know, to make the funding to be able to go forward and help others in the community. And you think about all the events, all the fun events that got canceled, but also the money-making events for these corporations or nonprofits. And, you know, it's heartbreaking. And I do know that County National Bank stepped up on numerous occasions. I love hearing that story about Optimus Ice Arena. Because, I mean, it's needed. You know, those are staples in our community that we have pinpointed and have said, yep, we are willing to step in and help. And it's an equal partnership, too. Like, it's not just a, you know, here we're going to sprinkle some money. But, you know, we get something from that, too. It's we can see that company grow. Our kids are going to go to Optimus Ice Arena and, you know, go for birthday parties and right. everything like that. So it's a win-win.
And, you know, our TV commercial that I saw during the NCAA tournament quite a bit, we must choose the spots. But maybe I'll see some during the Masters this week.
Yeah.
It's John driving around past some nonprofits that we absolutely support. And mm-hmm. so Jackson's been good to us. We're trying to, you know, pay it back mm-hmm. and invest the money wisely and where it will make the most impact. And so, you know, we're proud to be Jackson's Community Bank. And, you know, we're sticking to our knitting and our niche. And that's the people of Jackson, and the growth we've enjoyed here hasn't slowed down. And mm-hmm. We looked forward to another 17 years. And I did want to mention before we get off air, while she was on vacation, Melissa did get promoted. So congratulations.
All right.
Thank you.
Also in the market that I wanted to recognize was Chad Rumsey got promoted. Mm-hmm. Neil Wagler and Bob Rozek. And so can't think of a better group of people and more deserving. So congratulations and well deserved.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, Melissa, I'm sure agrees with me. You would be a good goaltender.
That's true, yeah.
I know people would love at County National Bank to shoot pucks at you.
Aww. Hey, I'm willing to do it. If it's going to raise some money or something like that, I will get in the net. And I'm pretty nimble. You know, I grew up the youngest of five boys. I know how to use my hands, you know.
That's a Jeff Mazur fundraiser right there.
He will be here
build
next
yours
week.
Yours in goal. You know,
hey, as much stuff as they put on, how can they get hurt?
Right.
I mean, it's just a matter of lugging that stuff around.
You have an excellent golf swing. How is that any different than, like, you know, hitting a puck?
Well, I can't skate. I will fully admit that is one skill that I was not born with. I roller skating, ice skating, anything you want. But I'm willing to take a shot at it. And so if someone does want to take a shot at me, hey, raise some money, I would do it. Hey, my grandkids or great-grandkids may want to, you know, take up hockey someday. And so we're going to ensure that the Optimist Ice Arena is well-supported and will be here for more decades to come.
I'm told there's no smell like the smell of a hockey bag. That's what I'm told by parents.
You got that right.
Yeah. I'm glad my girls don't play hockey for that aspect.
And I give kudos to all the parents that are hockey parents because
sure.
I hear about travel mm-hmm. and hockey and all the work that goes into it.
Right.
I guess.
You can call Melissa.
Yes, 782-5540.
Bill?
You can call me at 768-0056.